welcome everybody to season 8, episode 2 of the Matty Ice and Marky Mark podcast. That's right, we are here at the Arsenal studio once again. This is a great studio. I love it here so much, and I am here with none other than Mr. Blinged Out Matty Ice. He's got a hot new necklace on. He's looking great. Man, you're looking fine as can be, dude. It's great to see you again for another fun-filled episode of the podcast here.
I had my first day on the new shift today, so I had to wear my like fancy clothes because I'm there with like all the executives and all that shit. And I didn't have time to change when I got back because we're busy working on stuff. And obviously, we ran out of time, ran into some delays, but we're here. I got a badass necklace.
Doctor Who, he said. Yes.
Doctor Who. It's from one of my favorite episodes from that show. And
hell yeah.
We're here to rock it out. Season 8, episode 2. We are lucky to have all of you with us, whether you're listening to the audio or with us live. Man, we're glad to have you with us.
That's right. Yes, we had a fun time with the green screen before the show. Matt's cooling off now. He's getting fired up. But we actually have a very special thing in store for you guys later on at the end of the show for our taste test segment. So you're going to want to stick around for that. Something special. I'm not spoiling anything, but stick around till the end. New things coming. So let's go ahead and start the show now, Matt. Let's jump into what we've been playing, or as the new segment now, we call it the weekly wrap-up.
So I don't know if you've been playing any different games. Sometimes it's difficult when we only go a week.
Yeah.
But I've been finishing Resident Evil 4. I made it to the castle, it's the furthest I've made it in this game. You have not made it that far, so me saying I made it to the castle probably doesn't mean shit.
There's a castle?
There's a castle. Yeah, there's a castle in that game, by the way.
Nice.
And I made it to it. I gotta say, I even had a conversation with Jason about this. I was like, Jason, you're gonna be mad at me about this.
Oh shit, you actually brought it up to him?
I brought it up and I told him that Resident Evil 4 VR is the best way to play that game. And he didn't even argue with me. He's like, no man, that kind of makes sense, honestly. Which is the craziest.
I can't believe that.
That actually happened.
Was he like high on gummies and shit or whatever?
No, that was a completely, that was like the first thought I said when I got there.
Holy shit, that's mind blowing.
I know, it's insane.
So yeah, that's cool. So he's been playing that. I know you did buy something fun for the house, for the studio, actually. You got yourself a NFL Blitz 1-Up Arcade set up. So it's actually right outside the studio door here.
And you helped me build that thing. I mean, you basically built that thing.
You did the stool.
I did the stool, and
you helped out with
I helped with the riser, and I helped.
You helped with flashlight. You did a lot.
And I got a couple of the screws that you couldn't get.
There were two screws that I have a problem. I get a temper, and then I fucking want to throw something, and I walk away from it. And that's what Chris always tells me. Shout out to Chris. He says, walk away from it. Take a break. Calm down. Take a break. So I did. And then you did the screws for me. So, yes, it worked out.
And I got to say, we played, I think we only played one game together so far on it. And, yeah, it was awesome. But
yeah, how'd that game go?
You beat my ass. And then
a lot of people, you guys watch us, usually our after shows, we played on Nintendo 64. So we do actually have a way to set that up. We're not going to do it tonight, but in future episodes, we are going to plan on live streaming us with a camera behind it so you can actually see us. Like, you can watch it. It's got an HDMI in or out, right?
Yeah, so we can do the game just like if the game was just like the main screen, basically. So we can do the game video and audio out, and then we can have a camera pointing at us.
Yeah, which you'll like to see because, yeah, when it's getting pretty wild,
we get moving.
There's a lot of shoving going on, so.
Yep. I will tell you this. I played it a few times on my own as well because there's three different Blitz games on there. The main one, like the big one, is the...
There's original, right?
There's NFL Blitz, NFL Blitz 99, and then NFL Blitz 2000 Gold Edition, which has like NFL Legends in there or something like that. That's the main one I was playing on my own. And you can put your initials in just like NBA Jam. Like Arcade Edition.
Which
and,
is awesome. It keeps track of all your stats, the high scores. That's a huge plus for that game.
So let me tell you, it starts you out playing against the Atlanta Falcons. I didn't know the Atlanta Falcons were that great that year.
Yeah, it was the year they, I believe it was around the time they, you know, played in the Super Bowl and lost to the Broncos.
Let me tell you, that's the first team you go against, and they beat the shit out of me. I think I was, it was like, I didn't even finish the game. It was like 35 to 14 or something.
Yeah, and I was like making fun of you and stuff. I was like, dude, come on, man. And then I think I played the Colts in my first game, and I destroyed them. And then, but today, earlier today, I played the Falcons, and I got my ass destroyed 21-3 in blitz. I didn't even think I could lose that bad against the computer. 21-3. I was throwing every pass. It was like an interception. They safetied me. I didn't even know, like, I could get, yep, safety, everything. Fumble, you name it. Everything was going wrong in that game. So, yeah, the Falcons, the Dirty Birds. That's, you know, the Dirty Birds are alive in that game.
And here's the thing with it. It's like, I was playing bad. I know I was playing bad. I would throw a pass, and my guy would catch it, immediately get tackled, and throw the ball up. And then the Falcons would recover it. And they did it twice to me. One of the times I ran it back for a fucking touchdown. Like, what am I supposed to do against that?
So, it's fun. There are, obviously, though, the game has been very heavily modified for 1UP Arcade. There's like the 1UP Arcade logo on the all over the field and screens and stuff. But whatever, I can deal with that. One thing I cannot deal with is when you guys play Blitz, chat, talking to you, listeners who are listening to this, think about it. NFL Blitz, what do you think of? What's the first thing you think of?
It's, I mean, I'll let give them a second here.
Yep, go ahead, everyone. Think, ponder, ponder. Okay.
But the thing I think of, yeah, personally, is just fucking destroying each other.
Yeah.
You know, just absolutely murderous hits that cannot, yeah, happen in, yeah, the NFL anymore.
Yes. So, in this now, like after, like late hits, after the play where you would like punch people, hit them, you do like drop kicks, mm-hmm, you do leg drops on motherfuckers while they're on the ground, gone. When you go to hit him after the play, your player just goes right through him. Just right through him.
You can't even have fun tackling each other. Like, it's yeah, so ridiculous.
Yep, nope. You can't. You just go through him.
You know what it's also sad. You know what I also found out? I found out that they're doing flag football for the Pro Bowl this year.
Oh, dude. That's crazy.
What the fuck? Really?
Maybe I'll catch on. We can have a flag football league around here. I'd play.
I mean, yeah. But really, the Pro Bowl, the best players in the...
They don't want to get hurt.
Come on. It's football. That's why
I don't want my play. If we have any Lions that are in the Pro Bowl, I don't want them playing, getting injured on stupid, pointless games.
Look, I don't want them to, like,
play their... They should just cancel the Pro Bowl and not do it anymore. Or do the NFL's... They used to have it badass. They used to have little skills competitions, like quarterbacks and stuff would throw the balls around and, like, actually, like, have those. That was sweet.
I'm fine with that. But what's the point in playing... Like, that makes all of the defensive players basically useless.
Yep.
So, welcome to the offensive Pro Bowl.
Right.
Where we play flag football. I don't want them getting injured either. It's not really a game about, let's have the most intense defense and all. Like, it's all about just going out there and making fucking 80-yard bombs and stuff like that. It's not really playing to get hurt. So I agree with that, but flag football? Like, flag football? Really?
It's the NFL now. So, also, I've been playing...
We're going to start doing preseason games flag football now.
Dead by Daylight, actually. I downloaded that and I played it. And, yeah, it's been pretty fun. Reed likes it, and I wasn't really sure if he should be playing it. And I was watching it. And, yeah, it's pretty bad. But, I mean, if I let him play Mortal Kombat and he's fine with it, then it's no worse than that.
Right, so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just terrifying.
Yeah. So he's been really into Ghostface lately. So... Bought him a shirt at Walmart of Ghostface.
Like Ghostface Killer the Rapper?
No, not Ghostface Killer the Rapper. Ghostface from Scream.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. But that's what I've been playing, man. How you feeling? You got a rumbly tummy? Are you hungry? Is that your belly rumbling?
Actually, yeah. And I think it's because of this thing I'm about to talk about.
All right. Let's go ahead and crack open a can of Fat News.
Yeah. If you'd like to munch and to crunch and like eating out a bunch for your gastro servitude, sit back for the feud with gentlemen so crude. Is that dude's face fucking food?
So, just to catch up here, Jeff said rolling the NFL Blitz out of the arcade was heavy and stupid, and Natalie is here just to say fuck the Cowboys. And they, in 5 minutes, have kickoff against the GOAT.
Good old Tom.
Good old Tom Brady. His 48th postseason game.
Hell yeah.
He's had more postseason games than a lot of franchises in the fucking NFL.
He's had more postseason games than a lot of people in the NFL have played games. So yeah, go Tom. I hate the Cowboys.
Fuck yeah. Fuck the Cowboys.
So, what you been eating, Maddie?
So, I'll save the worst for last. The thing that we tried tonight. So I tried I was told that there's a new burrito at Taco Bell.
Mm.
And of course,
is it part of the box, the Philip box thing?
I don't think so, because I just asked. I didn't even see it on the menu. Jason talked about it. I didn't even see it on the menu. I was like, I rolled up to the window at the worst Taco Bell in the world.
Which one?
Center. No, Wilder.
Wilder, yeah.
Yeah, Wilder. And I was like, hey, you guys have any of those salsa verde burritos?
Salsa verde.
You guys got some salsa verde?
Oh, damn.
And they were like, yeah, we do. I'm like, okay, yeah, let me get two of those. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I will tell you one. You know,
I bet there's salsa in it.
There is salsa verde in it. And
there's probably some of that verde.
I think there's chicken in it. I don't know.
I think I had one of these. I think it was in like a box.
I got something to say about it. It's fucking trash. No. It's a terrible $2 item. Fuck that thing. Okay. I don't know how anybody could like it. It's okay. Not good.
Yeah, because I think it was in this box thing I had. I don't know.
If there's anything that you can spend $2 on, that's not it. It's a waste of money. Jason was like, it's like... Tread cautiously. Well, it's fucking terrible. Jason's like, that's like 700 calories, $4, fills you up. Like, that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. It's not. It's terrible. Fuck you, Matt. Salsa Verde is the best. Fuck you, Ricky. It's our show, and that thing's terrible.
I don't know. I don't know if I've had it yet. I had some sort of fill-up box mystery burrito in there, and it was not very good, so I don't know what it was.
Was it chicken, maybe?
There was some chicken in there.
Chicken?
There was something. There was something in there.
It might even be fake chicken. I don't know.
Who knows, but it was bad, but I mean, it's still something I'm just going to eat because it came from Taco Bell. I'm not expecting some five-star fucking gourmet meal coming from Taco Bell.
Neither am I, but I just think it's a terrible burrito.
Might as well be called the derelict anus. It's bad.
Thank you, Jeff. And Ricky said, fuck you about it. And then I tried another thing today. Arby's has like a...
Hold on. Before you get into this one, I'm going to do mine.
Okay, because we can both talk.
So this yesterday, I've been going to Bob Vans, Bob Evans. Last week, I talked about how that Rise and Shine burger was the best thing on the planet I've ever had. And it was very hard not to order that again. But they had a picture there, and it was two biscuit sandwiches, one bacon, one sausage, and then some home fries. And the picture looked awesome, which they always do, and don't ever go off the pictures. I got it. I gave the Rise and Shine a 10 out of 10. This one's going to get a 5 out of 10.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and the gravy was there, too. Their biscuits and gravy is okay, but the biscuit was dry. When it showed up, it was like... Half the top of the biscuit was like ripped in half, so it wasn't even, couldn't even have it as a sandwich. The sausage was not good. It was a bummer, man. And I'm gonna say it, like, biscuits, like when I was a kid, we grew up on Bob Evans. Remember, my grandpa.
Hold up here. Whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa. What are you about to say?
So when I grew up, we would always have Bob Evans all the time, and they always ordered rolls. And I'm like, it was always rolls or biscuits, and they always ordered rolls. And I'm like, why don't we ever get biscuits? And my dad and grandpa were both like, hell with that. We grew up eating those. That's all the hell we ever had was biscuits. This shit's dry as hell. And I'd be like, oh, man, I want to get a biscuit. I want to get a biscuit. I always get these rolls. So then I finally had a biscuit one day from there, and it was awesome. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys have been bailing on these biscuits forever. And now I've gotten older and I've had so many biscuits over the times, and I'm going to say it, the rolls are so much better than the biscuits. Biscuits are not that great. Biscuits are, they are not as good as the rolls. They are
dry. Are you just saying that, Bob Evans? Or just in general?
Yeah, in general. Because, like, McDonald's biscuit is always the ultimate broke budget thing. Like, you can have a nice, like, English muffin, or you can have a bagel, or you can have this dirty-ass biscuit on the fucking ground that is the cheapest menu item.
I got something, all right.
Dry.
I got something I think you can agree with. A roll is almost always, like, a bad biscuit is so much worse than a bad roll. Like, a roll will just satisfy you up until 9 out of 10. But if you get a 10 out of 10 biscuit, you're gonna pick a roll over a perfect biscuit. You can't.
I mean, well, it depends. Like, if there's a Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster, that doesn't count.
How does that not?
That's its own thing. That's not a biscuit. That's its own thing.
How?
It's fucking different. It's made that way. That's how it is. It's not like your classic biscuit. Now, if you go to KFC and get a biscuit and you load that bitch up with honey, that's awesome. That's good. But it's the honey that's making it. It's not the biscuit.
No, it's not. You can eat that biscuit, fucking plain Jane, raw dog, KFC biscuit.
So here we go. Great debate. Solid. Biscuit or roll?
Man, I go biscuit.
You're going biscuit?
Yeah. I'm always going biscuit.
I don't
biscuit.
Know, man. I think I'm going roll, but like, I do like biscuits sometimes, but I don't know, man.
Do you see this body? Natalie, I love bread.
I love bread, too. Natalie says I'm team biscuit.
I'm always biscuit, and I would never pick
the bagel biscuit.
Or the English muffin over a biscuit at McDonald's. I'll be a broke bitch and pick the biscuit.
Yeah, so you always talk about that. You're like, oh, man, I thought about... When you're talking about the steak bagel, you're like, oh, I switched it up to a biscuit. And I was just looked at you funny that show, and I didn't say anything, but I really wanted to.
I was
biting my tongue because I was like, this motherfucker got a broke-ass biscuit with that mystery steak?
Fuck yeah.
Jesus, that'd be like the worst thing ever. Oh, English muffin.
Is the English muffin the fucking, like, let's jam a whole... No, the bagel is. Fuck a bagel. Fuck a bagel every fucking day.
Bagels are incredible. Take
bagels,
that back.
Bagels suck.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to pick some dirty-ass dry biscuit over a bagel?
Yep.
You're insane.
Fuck a bagel.
Man.
That's all they're good for is you could fuck it.
Just yeah, like, you could. That bagel's going to fuck you up if you keep talking shit about it.
So, I got something
Chat's
to
going
check
nuts.
Up on here.
Shit's Ian, going nuts.
Ian also, I forgot I tried another thing. Ian also would like to add that none of these things can be as disappointing as the Hungry Howie's No Dough Bowl. What the fuck is that? What is the No Dough Bowl?
Ian, see that? You don't check our Discord at all?
No.
Yeah, he posted a picture of it, and it looked disgusting.
That doesn't sound right.
So yeah, apparently they just give you this tray, this like little tray thing, and they throw all the shit that would be on a pizza in it. But there's no crust. So it's like all the toppings, sauce, and all this stuff just thrown into a thing. And he's like, here you go. This is what leftover toppings that didn't sell last week. No dough bowl. And then they charge him. I can't remember how much money he said. It was like biggest waste of fucking money, he said.
That sounds amazing.
Bagels top notch. Hell yeah, Eric. There's so much, so much. Team biscuit.
Taste the biscuit. I think biscuit would beat this. Rolls are boring. I agree.
Dom's on team biscuit, too. Wow, that shocks
Hawaiian rolls.
Me.
Okay, if you can't count a Cheddar Bay biscuit, you can't count a Hawaiian roll.
That's fair.
Because Hawaiian rolls are in a league of their own.
Yeah, Cheddar Bay biscuits are incredible, though. I mean, like that, if we're counting all these, that would win. Man.
Bagel, roll, biscuit? Fuck you, Ricky. You have horrible tastes.
That's perfect. That's the correct answer. I love you, Ricky.
If you flip those signs, that would be perfect.
No,
bagel
that's fucking gross.
Bagel is a bottom tier
me?
Bread.
You are fucked. I'm mad right now. I'm actually upset that you would pick a biscuit over a bagel.
You know what? We're gonna do sometime, like we're gonna get this table shit out of here, put up the green like keep the green screen for the tier list.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking build my tier list of bread. And F tier is just going to be... No, it's double F tier for bagel. And it's the only thing that's allowed in there.
Bagel.
I'm actually mad, too. Don't knock on the bagel.
Yeah,
fuck a bagel.
Right? Bagels are incredible.
I'll put that as the episode.
Yeah.
Fuck a bagel.
Bagel over biscuit. So, and then, yeah, we'll make a shirt. Bagel over biscuit, and then biscuit over bagel.
What about cornbread?
Come on, man.
That ain't fair to throw in there.
It's cornbread. Cornbread's good, but it's not. It's not near.
It's no bagel.
It's no bagel. It's not even a biscuit. It's its own thing. Like, yeah, there's some really good cornbread, but 9 out of 10 times, cornbread's probably not going to be that great.
This is why our show has just evolved into a food show. Like, yeah, it just has.
Cornbread's good. I mean, don't get me wrong. There is some incredible cornbread, but it doesn't touch a bagel.
Speaking of bagels, cornbread and biscuits, I went to Cracker Barrel and they have their new seasonal menu items, one of which they've got, they added chicken and French toast, which looked pretty good, like 7 types of hash brown casserole things. They had these little hash brown casserole,
oh yeah,
bites.
Yeah, Dylan's mom made some of those when we were in Seattle.
Those are incredible.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's like a 9 out of 10.
I think I even talked about it on the show before, yeah.
And then they made this like buffalo chicken mac and cheese. Somebody got really high when they came up with that on the menu. Because, I mean, you've probably had buffalo mac and cheese, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got your mac and cheese, buffalo sauce.
B-dubs.
Yeah. And then they got like chicken tenders in there. Normal. And then Cracker Barrel comes in and they're like, we're going to make this thing more country. So they just throw a bunch of fucking tomatoes and like green onions on it.
What?
I got to tell you, I don't hate tomato anymore.
Ugh, that fucked it all up.
Why
would you do that?
Why the fuck do you just dice up a tomato and fucking throw it in there? It doesn't fit. It's the...
No.
The biggest problem with the tomato is the texture of it. And when you put it with something that it's clearly the wrong texture for, it literally almost ruined that.
You're
dish.
Becoming team tomato. I'm leaving it. Fucking, I'm sick of tomatoes.
Tomatoes are great.
I don't know.
On like very specific things.
Yeah. You gotta like have it when it's just perfectly ripe. Like you set it, you cut it, you like pick a tomato from your garden, you set it on the table. You better eat that in 10 minutes. Otherwise, it's going to rot out from the inside and fucking like bugs
worms in it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the I will say at Bob Vans, I was very disappointed with my portion of home fries. Like, it looked like you could just take a whole, like a big, like a spoon and fit them all in just one spoon on one bite. So
that's a bummer.
Yeah, so then I'm like, oh, I need more food than that. So I ordered a side order of hash browns with it.
Let me get some potato with my potato.
Yeah, they gave me the tiniest little plate with a little bit of hash brown. I'm like, yeah, nah. I should have known what I was doing here. Should have just got the Horizon Shine burger. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, why would you ever... If it's a 10, why would you not go back to it?
I don't know. Because I need more material and content for the show.
I need more 10s. That's why I went to Arby's tonight and got this fucking abomination of a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
So I stopped there. I didn't have time to really like figure out where I wanted to go, so I'm like, nah, fuck it, Arby's. That's kind of what you do when you want to eat Arby's. You just are, fuck it, I can't think of anything else, so
you're put like, this meat in my mouth. What's the closest thing around? Arby's.
Oh, cool. The sign's out. Maybe they're closed, and I find an excuse to not go there.
That reminds me of the Arby's. There's an Arby's in Traverse City that was right there on US 31 forever. It was there forever, and they finally, like, they closed after forever. And on the sign, it said, thank you, Traverse City, it said. But we always would read it as, like, thanks a lot, Traverse City. Like, we're closed. Thanks, Traverse City.
No one goes to Arby's on purpose, especially for the fact that they don't send you the meal coupons in the mail anymore. Can dine for $8.99. Bro, that don't exist. You ain't getting that shit anymore.
They had that family meal deal coupon, and I would use that shit. I used that same coupon like 20 times.
I remember because I worked at 1UP like one day when you and John still had it, you guys. Yeah. And I'm like, I borrow that. Took it through. I got this coupon. I even like tried to give it to them. They're like, yeah, you're good, man.
That thing expired 3 years ago. Still using it.
So they have this like 2 for $7 deal.
Eric said he just got some coupons.
Nice. Do they have the two can dine for $8.99 or is it like two can dine for $37.50 now?
So talk about this sandwich you got.
So I got, it's 2 for $7. You can get a fish sandwich. Why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, we know how much you love fast food fish.
You can get a French dip all day. Always go with a French dip. And then they have a spicy roast beef sandwich. I like a regular roast beef sandwich. I enjoy spicy things. Sure, why not? So French dip sandwich, incredible. It's never going to let you down. That's like man's best friend. It's Arby's man's best friend.
Your ramen noodle broth in a sandwich. I've never understood a French dip.
Au jus?
Just, yeah. It's
thick beef gravy. Yeah. Or no. I mean, it's just pretty thin
looks beef like gravy. The ramen noodle broth.
Have you ever dipped a French... Have you ever gotten one?
Yeah.
And you've used the au jus?
I don't know. I don't need a weird bucket of mystery liquid with my sandwich.
Have you ever tried it?
I think once. I was
dude,
just like,
it's amazing.
Weird. I don't know.
It's so amazing.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It's so good. Shout out to my au jus fans out there. So, this fucking spicy roast beef sandwich has... I don't even know how you can describe that sandwich. It looks like a nightmare when you open it up. There's like red paprika, cinnamon sprinkled all over the bun. It looks like a murder scene.
Nightmare burger.
There's like lettuce or spicy cabbage or something on it. There's some spicy sauce and then maybe jalapeno in there.
Yeah, there was jalapeno.
And then there's roast beef. And it's just the worst thing ever. It's so bad. It's just disgusting.
You ate about half of it, gave up on it. And
I don't even know.
And let me have the half. And I didn't think it was that bad, but the bread tasted like that sucker's been sitting there for like a week.
I think, honestly, that sandwich may have been there when they started doing this 2 for $7 deal, and they've sold that few of those spicy roast beef sandwiches that one's been just chilling for a while.
Yeah.
Like a few days at least. So you're probably right.
Oh, Jeff liked it. Spicy roast beef was really good.
Are you sure?
This is why fat angels cry.
Is that scared? I don't know, man. Maybe I got a bad one, but it was... Like I said, the sign was out on the Arby's, so they might have even been closed. I don't know.
I don't know. I always take your fast food opinions with a grain of salt. Because you are very picky when it comes to your fast food.
I think I just have standards, and you don't.
No, I mean, it's fast food. You have to put it in that tier. I think you rock into this place with a sit-down restaurant, prime rib dinner.
You enjoy eating at rallies.
Rail dogs.
So, your standards are low.
I put a disclaimer out there, and I say that, yeah, it's like Russian roulette every time. I let my listeners know.
No, it's not. That's like playing Russian roulette with just a loaded revolver. Like, it's all six shots are in there. Every shot, you're killing yourself going to rally. There's no chance that you're going to have a good time there.
You do pee out your butt afterwards. That is a fact. That is true. I'm a baller on a budget, man. I can't afford these prime rib dinners you guys get, man.
The Wagyu burger, what'd JD say? The Wagyu burger tastes like they surprised us with 50-50 real meat, and everyone's like, damn. I did like that burger, actually. That was a solid, surprisingly, that was a solid
Ricky, oops, all bullets. Welcome to rallies.
So yeah, that was the experience tonight. We'll see if we get bubble gut later.
Yeah, all the Bee Gees. All right, let's give us some hidden gem music, even though it's not hidden gem. It's going to be for Collector's Corner. All right, this is a shout out here to Jonathan Black. He got me these things, and they're badass. This right here is a sweet... Awesome. Castlevania action figure here. Trevor Belmont looks amazing. He's got all his different hands that you can take. And he's got the badass chain whip and stand to put him on. I'll never take him out of this box. But you can see right there, it's just like from the Netflix series. So shout out to Jonathan. He got me this badass Trevor Belmont action figure. And also this one I'm very excited for. Right here, Killer Instinct Jago.
Jago.
There's a giant statue of him, and he comes with all of his different weapons, swords and stuff too. So I will be opening this one eventually here. And apparently there's an exclusive in-game unlockable, which I will not be giving away because I am a selfish motherfucker. But yes, this right here, this is going to be up in the collection of goodies. So, man, I love the Killer Instinct Jago one, man. And the this right here with the Castlevania stuff. So, that was a quick collector's corner, just showing off some of the cool things I got.
Very nice.
And, wow, we're at it. It's been a while. Let's do a D&D update real quick.
You know what I didn't realize we forgot to talk about?
Hmm.
We played that Kamen Rider game.
Oh, yeah.
And had a ton of fun playing that. If you want to see a cool TikTok of Marky Mark and I doing some voice acting.
Yes.
We did some poor and really quality voice acting at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. They're, at Mark Riker TGA. That's my TikTok. Kamen Rider.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Rare Switch game.
So on D&D, the Curse of Strahd was finally lifted after about almost a year, probably about a year of a campaign. We have finally taken down Strahd. Matty Ice had left the party about 8 months ago. Jason left the party about 6 months ago, but there was four of us left and we kept trudging on.
And it took 7 months to get this one week of D&D done.
Yes, and it was awesome. And Ricky, with his awesome powers, he busted out this thing that brought sunlight into the area. And so many vampires were about to fuck us up, and they just all started screaming and melting, and man, he just fucked shit up. And I'm not gonna spoil it, but yes, Strahd has been finally defeated. And the Curse of Strahd, let me tell you, you know, I kill that music. Let me tell you what. We would talk about how the Curse of Strahd was affecting our personal lives at this point, because so many things were happening in our lives, like so many of us would get sick and we'd have to cancel D&D sessions, and divorce that happened too.
Yeah.
And that was because of the Curse of Strahd. So we blamed the Curse of Strahd, Strahd's curse on my divorce. We blamed Strahd's curse on everyone getting sick, all these other things, not being able to line things up, like Dominic going to Seattle and stuff. It was because of the Curse of Strahd. There were so many things that kept canceling it, but we finally lifted the curse. Everything's going to go back to normal.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck. Marriage saved.
No, I just checked. No. But yeah.
D&D's done with marriage saved.
No. But yes, D&D was a great session, and also got some more TikToks of that. Shout out to our Dungeon Master, Zach. Zach did a great job. Did an awesome job. We made a bunch of props and stuff too. He always goes out of his way to just do such cool stuff. Ricky too. He's got posters up all over. Sweet lighting setup. They really go all out. We actually have like little mini taste tests there too. We always get all this crazy different food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's
Zach is a fucking fantastic dungeon master.
And I will say that my review of Curse of Strahd, I think it would have been a lot better if we didn't have so many breaks in between. It was tough because of so many different breaks and a bunch of, like, you know, flaky people that kept bailing out of the, you know, campaign, signing up to play and just never showing up.
Yeah.
So next campaign, we're going to make sure we get dedicated people that don't just agree and then bail. But yeah,
the worst.
I'm going to say, though, that Icewind Dale was better.
Yeah.
Yep. Icewind Dale is awesome. A lot of people, like, the Curse of Strahd is so popular that they were like, oh, shit, Curse of Strahd. Yeah, you got to play Curse of Strahd. Oh, I heard Curse of Strahd was sweet. Oh, man, Curse of Strahd rock. It was fun. It was awesome. It was kind of Castlevania-esque. It was very cool. But I think I see a lot of Icewind Dale's books sitting on shelves, and that's a thick, meaty book. And there's a lot of stuff to do in it. So I'm telling a lot of you guys right now, give it a shot. Play some Icewind Dale.
I think the cool thing about Icewind Dale was there was like a lot of everything. Like
so much.
There was just the theme for Curse of Strahd is very much like, you know, vampire, spooky stuff. Icewind Dale, there was like whatever the
giants,
fuck you want.
Mammoths, there was huge sea creatures. There were fucking aliens.
That
there was,
like, gnome was, village or whatever.
Yeah, it was fucking all over the place. It was wild. When you go up north there, yeah. But yeah, that's what I want to say for D&D. It was great. I think there's been rumors that I might possibly do my first attempt at being a DM. I don't know. I don't know yet because I got to get in the mood for it. If we don't do that, I kind of wanted to play some HeroQuest also, but
I was from the moon.
Yeah, you were from the moon.
God, that was cool.
Yeah, and then if we do go, Zach was thinking about playing some Spelljammer, so the next one.
Okay.
Possibly rock out some Spelljammer. So, but yeah, that's your D&D update. We don't do it very often, but I just figured to let people know that it's okay now. Strahd's curse is over.
So let's go. Sponsor time?
Yes. Sponsor me up, Scotty.
Do I have... We don't have, like, a sponsor. Oh, do you want a... Do you want...
What do you want? Do you want a song?
Yeah, man. Give me a song. Pick whichever one you want. Sponsor.
When in doubt, Streets of Rage.
Sponsor time.
It is time for your sponsor moment of the week. First things first, Crazy Quarters Arcade has an awesome, badass new shirt and hoodie you can pre-order right now on their website. You can also pre-order at the store too, at the arcade. If you come on in, we can go ahead and get your pre-order set up. You guys got to see the image. It looks badass. It's super cool. It's like the whole outline's a Pac-Man ghost with a bunch of cool different arcade characters and even Mappy's on it. So yeah, it's badass. You're going to want to get it, especially if you want those hoodies. You're going to have to pre-order a lot of that. Get those pre-orders in. We're going to be ordering them soon. Make sure you get them in before the cutoff. And we actually have some new meat sticks. Got some Landover meat sticks in there.
Oh, yeah.
And those things are incredible.
I tried one of them.
Yeah, there's four different flavors. They're all incredible. I'm talking like poor Slim Jim. I feel bad. I love me a Slim Jim, but man, this thing just destroys a Slim Jim.
She's a thick Jim.
Yep. And we also have soft pretzels now, too. So those things sell like lightning fast. So if you want a soft pretzel, try to come into the arcade early. We're going to get you more stocked up. We're going to keep them going. But, man, I'm telling you, they are selling quick. And a quick reminder, Wednesday, February 1st, is when our pinball events start back up there. It's going to be 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, February 1st. I believe we're doing match play or strikes. So you are definitely going to want to check it out. Big, big pinball stuff coming up. And coming soon, Mario.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. So
that's freaking sweet.
Yes, so yes, that's going to be coming soon to the arcade there. Let's see. We'll go ahead and, Matt, you can get the next one.
Lessons, Sessions, and Progression. 106 South Lynn Street, Suite C, Bay City, Michigan. That is our sponsor, Major Skate. They have a program called Passive Forward, where you can support a local skater. You can pay $10 online or in-store, and you give them an hour and a half of skating. So help a fellow skater out, you know, let them enjoy some practice while it's cold out, and also go in there, have a great time. They're doing lessons for all ages, kind of get you back into it if you haven't been skating in a while, or if you've never skated like I have and want to check it out.
All right, 1UP Games. They have their Adventures League on Mondays at 4:30. So if you guys are, we just talked about the D&D update and everything. So if you guys are into playing D&D, new to it, not sure how to do it, go there, 4:30 p.m. They even have character sheets ready to go, or they can help you roll one up. So 1UP Games, I believe it's $10 for that. And then you can get in the back room there and play all the different stuff. And they also have a lot of events scheduled for January and February. Join their Discord right away so you don't miss out on any of those awesome events. They actually had a badass fighting tournament, and it was cool because a lot of people afterwards, they came over to the arcade and stuff, and they started playing some of the fighting games at Crazy Quarters too. So,
oh, nice.
It's really cool community there between Crazy Quarters and 1UP Games. So, okay. Heck yeah, dude.
Laura Lawn Care and Snow Removal. Still, we have not gotten much snow this year. It's got to be on the way. I mean, we can't just go this whole winter without snow. But even if that's not one of your concerns, he does a ton of landscaping, whether it's, you know, if you still got leaves or whatever in your yard, or just want your yard looking nice. Give him a call. His number is 989-890-1153. Get that spring cleanup started.
Next sponsor, one of our new ones, RW Transmission. the number one spot for all transmission repairs, located in Auburn, Michigan. Mention this podcast to receive $500 off the price of a transmission rebuild. That's right, $500 off a transmission rebuild if you bring up this podcast, the Matty Ice and Marky Mark podcast. That's RW Transmission. Check them out as soon as possible.
That is still surprising to me. Yes. That is so much money off of a repair.
Yes.
That's what we do, baby. We get you the deals you need.
And so does RW Transmission.
All right. So let's get into... Let's get into a little pinball here, huh?
Yeah. All right, pinball update. So they just announced Spooky Pinball is doubling their building size and adding another 12,000 square feet of the building there. So, man, that's they're getting big. They just announced the Scooby-Doo pinball machine coming out. I think a few months ago they announced that.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's pretty big. I mean, that's awesome to see another pinball company that's not Stern, another big heavy hitter starting to mass produce and actually get a bigger building so they can take on the heavier workload like that. So,
and that game looks freaking sweet.
It does. Yeah. It's got all the voice acting's great. They got the dude, I can't remember the guy, but you know, this dude who did Shaggy from the movies.
Yeah.
He's going to be voicing it as well. So
we got a little store story to tie into this too.
Oh, what?
Do we?
Into the
pinball update?
Is what? That what's happening? Wait, what? What's happening here? Pinball update with a store story?
I wonder what this could mean. Mark only does positive store stories. We all know that from past episodes. This is obviously going to be a positive, right?
Yes. So, I was, you know, like I said, Super Mario's coming soon. We've been working on it very, very hard, making sure everything was good to go. And somebody turned it on last Saturday, and somebody turned it on, and people were playing it.
Oh, my God. Like, people actually, were playing it, too? It wasn't just on?
No, they were playing it. A lot of games. That game was not ready to be played yet.
Oh, my God.
And somebody just helped themselves. And, then somebody, around that same time made a Facebook post, took a picture of it, and just announced that, hey, come over and play this Super Mario Pinball.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Matt Rose calling you out, dude. That was your post.
That's the second time you've been called out on this podcast, Matt Rose. Three strikes, and you're out of here.
Dude, I don't know if you turned on that pinball machine, bro, but not cool, man. Let us turn it on. Let us make the announcement post. Just a quick shout out.
He took your thunder.
Yeah,
I
know.
That is a cool
one. I've been working hard on it. I was making sure that thing was all nice and pretty looking. And, man, stole the thunder, Matt Rose. Man. So, yeah, I just had to go ahead and shout out and call him out on that. So, please, if anyone's at the arcade, see the machine off, do not touch it. Please do not turn them on. They are off for a reason. Thank you.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, man.
Let me embarrass myself yet again. It's 90s trivia time.
Yeah. Decade of Difference. It was so popular last week. Decade of Difference. We're bringing back the 90s trivia. Everybody had a blast with it. Let's, you guys in chat, you can play along.
And I did so bad at this last week. 90s are not my decade, man. They really aren't.
No. You shit on the 90s all the time.
I know, because I fucking hate the 90s.
Here you go. Here's one for you. Softball one for you.
All right.
Since last week was rough. Which children's TV show featured the characters Buttercup, Blossom, and Bubbles?
Oh, Powerpuff Girls.
You got one, dude!
I love that show.
You made it! I'm so proud of you!
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. I love that show.
Here we go. Mr. Cartoon Man. We'll keep it going with another cartoon from the 90s.
Ricky's ready to win.
What was the name of Arnold's secret admirer in Hey Arnold? What was the name of Arnold's secret admirer in Hey Arnold?
Oh, wow. You know, I watch that show a lot, and I can't...
Hey Arnold. Chat, you're more than welcome to, even though we do have a slight delay, so...
But does your name start with an A?
No.
I don't know, then. I got no clue.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Yep, Ricky Helga.
Helga. Oh, yep. Yeah. I don't see.
Helga
I don't,
G. Pataki.
I don't remember.
Says Helga on here, but yes.
I don't remember that show at all. And I watched a lot of it when I was growing up.
Wow.
But it's just not one that made the cut.
Okay, you got one out of. We're doing
one
three,
out of two.
Three each.
Okay. So. One out of two.
Okay.
Pataki.
This one's so easy.
Don't say that.
What color were the bathing suits worn by the lifeguards in Baywatch?
Red.
You got it! You did it!
Yeah, well, that was dumb.
There you go. I don't know.
All right, let's see if we can get Mark a couple good ones in here.
You got some softballs tonight, man.
I know. Kind of upset I didn't get the Hey Arnold one, but I don't remember that show at all.
Yeah.
I need SpongeBob questions.
Yeah. Hit me.
What nickname was Emma Bunton also known?
Emma what?
Emma Bunton.
Emma Bunton? What nickname?
Yeah. They're from a band of popular ladies.
Oh. Baby Spice?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. You gave it away when you said the...
I know.
Yeah.
R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly was the theme song for which film?
Space Jam. Just keep going, baby. Lightning round.
Okay. What's the name of the movie within a movie in Scream 2? That's a tough one.
Oh, I don't know.
Stab.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll give you one more. Which character did Dustin Diamond play in Saved by the Bell?
Screech.
Damn. 90s were your shit, man.
Yeah, I was there.
It's almost like you were born in 87.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you were born in 97. I was thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, I don't remember anything from the 90s, man, or from the 80s.
Even Ricky got Scream 2. I'm impressed. That was fucking good.
Well, yeah.
We need 80s, baby.
We'd be doomed in the 80s. I wouldn't know anything about that.
I would think I would do okay.
I don't think you would, because I think you said you would do good in the 90s, and then...
But I have confidence. I'm just exuding confidence, and then I...
2000s for you.
I need, like...
You'd be like, you'll know all the SpongeBob stuff.
Yeah, I would not mind 2000s. I
know Disney shows. I don't know anything like...
I would get zero... I will never get a Disney show question correct.
No?
I never watched them. I've never watched a Disney show.
Okay.
I mean, unless you count like Mandalorian and stuff like that.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That doesn't count, though.
No. Those awful Disney shows. You always knew the kids growing up that watched the Disney shows.
They were like the happiest.
Yeah, they were just like, you just hated all of them.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. Yeah.
Like, Zoe 105, 101 or something.
Whoa, Zoe 101 was not Disney.
Oh, it does.
That was Nick. And you don't shit on that show.
That show sucks.
That show's great.
And was that iCarly? Was that Nickelodeon?
That was Nickelodeon.
That's trash.
That show was okay.
Yeah. Was that fucking Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
There you go.
Is that Disney?
That was Disney.
That's trash. Throw it in the garbage.
What about Drake and Josh?
That was trash.
You're fucking crazy.
Awful. See, that was stuff after me.
Yeah.
And that's just not good.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
How could you say that about Drake and Josh?
It's not good, dude. Wasn't one of those guys, didn't he like kill somebody after that or something? Or like rape the shit out of someone?
He didn't.
Wasn't one of the, like, didn't.
Drake Bell was found guilty for lots of sexual
harassment.
Oh, yeah.
Cool show, Matt.
Yeah, I know, right? Real winner
for the
kids.
Salute Your Shorts?
Huh?
Salute Your Shorts?
Never watched it.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I did watch that and I did enjoy that. Okay. That show is fucking creepy.
Scared the shit out of me.
Yep. That show is...
What about Hey Dude?
Hey Dude. I haven't seen that show.
Clarissa Explains It All.
Is that a show?
Yes.
No.
Those are all Nickelodeon shows.
That might have been
those were good Nickelodeon shows. Not like Zoe 101, iCarly, and...
Look, it's not my fault I grew up for those, okay?
No, it's fine. I'm not, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just saying, I grew up in a better decade.
I mean, I watched, like, The Amanda Show, and...
Yeah, she's hot. Amanda Show...
Amanda Show is great.
Yeah, but what show was she on before The Amanda Show? Here's a trivia.
Oh, fuck. I think that's, like, legitimately a trivia question, too.
Yeah, it is.
That I've been asked. I don't remember. It's like...
All that,
yeah. Damn it. Nick's All That.
That's where Keenan and Kel came from.
Yeah?
Yep. Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So that was fun. That was our decade of a difference, and what a difference it is. So let's hop into Film Freaks. Oh. Instant headache.
So I just want to put it out there now for people that are going to ask. I did not get a chance to watch Last of Us. I will be talking about it next Monday. I'm super excited for that show, and it's getting great reviews, and I can't fucking wait to watch it.
Nice.
But I had to be up at 5 in the morning this morning, so I couldn't stay up till... I tried, but I couldn't stay up to watch it last night.
So what did you watch anything?
I did.
What did you watch?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Yeah, it's all of our business. That's why I'm in the show. Did you watch anything?
I did, yeah. I went on a... So you and Dylan and, you know, other people, I'm sure, used the app Letterboxd.
Yeah.
And I decided... I'm going to try my hand at it.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Because I just started it. Literally just started it.
Sweet. So then when Jason says, Matt doesn't watch movies, be like, Actually,
I reviewed 7 movies this year.
I reviewed 7.
I watched Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, nice. And I will be watching the 3rd.
That's crazy that you watched that, because it ties in with mine.
I got to say, so I can't wait. I haven't written my reviews yet. I did rate the movies. I will write a review for them. Beverly Hills Cop 1, absolutely incredible movie. With also one of the best movie songs, I think, ever.
Oh, yeah. It's a jam. And also the best part, he's rocking the lion's jacket.
I know. Yeah, he's a fucking cop from Detroit, and he's rocking a Lions jersey on Beverly Hills, or what is it, Boulevard? Oh my God,
it's not a jersey. It's a sports jacket.
Like the nice blazer. But yeah, first movie, amazing. He is so
Eddie Murphy.
Oh my God, yeah. Eddie Murphy is so hilarious, and have you seen all 3 of those?
I have, but it's been so long. I need to rewatch them.
The really cool thing about them, I'm curious how... The 3rd one isn't that great. I do remember the 3rd one being my least favorite. But you actually see a pretty cool character build with all of the different... Because most of the characters stay throughout all 3 movies, the main characters. And you see a cool character build up, especially in Eddie Murphy's character, Axel Foley. It's just... Those movies are great, and it was really cool to go back to them.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to check them out again. Speaking of Eddie Murphy, I actually watched a movie that also features Eddie Murphy. It's been out for a long time. I just rewatched it. It's Life, the movie Life on Netflix. It's on Netflix now. That's where I watched it.
Is Life the one with the tree that... It's, no, that's...
It's him and Martin Lawrence, and it takes place back in the day. Back in the moonshine running days.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they're from New York, and they go down south, and they pretty much get framed for a murder.
Yeah.
And they get life.
Oh my God! So, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, it's
with Martin Lawrence too.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy together, both the guys. You got freaking Nutty Professor and Big Mama's House, both in the same movie. So yeah, dude, awesome, awesome movie. And holy shit, I can't believe how much Eddie Murphy just swears in that movie. There's F-bomb every five lines, man.
Have you seen his stand-up?
That's what it reminded me of.
It's crazy.
It's like, this is the closest I've ever seen a newer Eddie Murphy movie where he's doing like his Eddie Murphy raw style. Yeah, dude. It's some hardcore. It's like, man, can't believe this is Dr. Doolittle and Donkey from Shrek here. Just, yeah. Good movie, though. Funny. It's pretty wild.
I was just going to ask you what your favorite Eddie Murphy movie would be and your least favorite, but I can't really think of a least favorite. Dude, Shrek might be my favorite.
Probably Dr. Doolittle. Probably be the least.
Yeah.
Like the later ones. Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle 7. Dr. Doolittle kills all the animals.
Probably Coming to America is probably my favorite.
That's good.
Yeah. That's a good one for sure.
Man, Shrek is up there, dude. I will never get tired of watching that movie.
Yeah.
That's Eddie Murphy at its finest.
Charlie Murphy.
Okay. So yeah, Film Freaks. Yes. You need to watch Beverly Hills Cop, and I need to watch Last of Us so we can talk about it. Have you ever seen The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy? Fuck yeah. That's where he's like, it's basically like another kind of Coming to America, basically. It's been a long time since I've seen it, though. Am I right there? I feel like I'm right. Dom's personal favorite is also Coming to America.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Second one, didn't need to happen.
Was it any good?
It wasn't terrible.
I never watched it.
But yeah, didn't need to happen, but yeah, it was cool. It's, Vampire in New York, or I can't remember. That movie was so bad. That's probably the worst Eddie Murphy movie.
Vampire in New York?
Or Brooklyn, Vampire in Brooklyn. I can't remember it, dude. It's not good.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah. All right, let's do Rank It. We got some music for Rank It here.
What are we ranking this week?
Daddy Daycare was bad, too.
Daddy Daycare was not that bad. You don't like family movies, though. They're like too...
I like raunchy comedies. Yeah, you're right.
You have one specific taste of movies. You don't even really like action movies.
Sometimes they're cool. I gotta be in the right movie.
You like about two sci-fi movies a year.
Bullshit. I love sci-fi.
You like one action movie a year, and then the rest have to be comedies.
If they're like, do we count like Marvel movies as action movies then? Because I love tons of those. Star Wars, that's sci-fi and action. I love all of those. Except for The Last Jedi.
That movie's great.
So, all right, for Rank It, this time of year, very depressing. A lot of people are down, bummer city. It's January and February, man. It's gloom and doom outside all the time. So what I've been doing is telling some of my friends who've been down in their luck, well, you got to think about the things that you enjoy in January and February. So for Rank It, it's going to be top three things to be excited for in the months of January and February, the lull of the season. So, Matty Ice, starting at number three, I have mine on there. You don't have to use mine, please. I'll start with mine, because you're kind of on the spot. I'll start with my number three. Royal Rumble. WWE Royal Rumble. Now, I love Royal Rumble. It's my favorite pay-per-view, my favorite wrestling event of the year. Even, it's going to be tough, because, crazy Saudi Arabia, WWF. I don't know if that's, who knows what the fucking future is for that company. It doesn't really matter. AEW is better anyway, but the Royal Rumble is still special. Josh says it's his birthday. Yeah, dude.
Nice.
You know, I should have said it's my sister's birthday too. It's also my boss's birthday. You know, I'm just gonna say birthdays and Sam Long's birthday. Shout out to him.
Birthdays don't fucking count. It was
a lot of cool birthdays.
It was Sarah's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Sarah.
So yeah.
We can't rank birthdays. It's not fair.
Okay. Sorry, Josh. Doesn't count.
Fuck your birthday. Fuck your birthday, man. And Sarah, I love you. But fuck your birthday. Yeah. Doesn't count on the list.
So, yeah, Jeff, happy birthday.
Fuck you.
Doesn't count. So, yeah, Royal Rumble for me. Always love Royal Rumble. super fun to watch. It's crazy surprises. I'm excited. I requested it off this year. Probably won't get it now since I just told my boss fuck his birthday. What's your number three?
Number three, I'm gonna make it something that was going to be happy and is now sad because it's probably not happening. So it's something I have not done in forever that I used to do as a kid, and you'd even get like school trips to go to it sometimes. Zender Snowfest out in Frankenmuth.
Oh yeah.
And I like booked it on my calendar. I literally have it on my calendar.
Oh yeah.
Because I was really excited to go to it this year. I was gonna have some time to check it out. There's no way
it will happen. They'll make up all those. They got snow machines and shit.
Maybe.
They'll do it.
They'll just have like one little chunk of Frankenmuth that's like, here's some fucking snow we had to like haul in on trucks.
Yeah.
And we're going to make some fucking ice sculptures that we can.
They'll do it. They'll find a way. It's cold enough. The ice will hold.
They're making snow for it. It's on, baby. All right. Cool. I'm excited to go to that. It's been so long since I've been to it.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, everyone has a blast doing that. So that's number three for you. Number two for me is going to be Groundhog's Day. I love Groundhog's Day because every year for Groundhog's Day, I watch the movie Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray, one of the greatest comedians of all time. And I love that movie so much.
Phil Connors.
So what I did is I said that on Facebook. And every year I get like a reminder and then I just repost it every time. So, yes, I love that movie. I love that scene. Great movie. So, Groundhog's Day.
Oh, man.
It's a great day.
I got to be honest. I didn't have.
Your number two is Martin Luther King Day today. Let's just say it.
I have a Dreamcast.
Yes.
I wasn't going to make any. I knew that we were somehow going to fuck up and say MLK in here and run it as a joke.
No, I'm not running as a joke, but I do want to say one thing. Do you get the day off or not? Like, that's what, like, for schools. So many people, some schools, like Reed had school today. Essexville, they had school.
Essexville, you know why?
And the Bangor over here, right across the river, they didn't have school. So we just got to figure it out, folks. We got school or not. Because I remember I used to be upset in Traverse City. I used to be pissed off. Are you kidding me? I got to go to school. And then downstate here, they didn't go to school. So are we going to school or are we not going to school? Because I'm tired of these kids getting upset that they got to go to school when their friends across the river don't have to go to school. It's segregation.
I was just talking with my mom about it because I asked my boss today because some of the contractors at my job are off. Yeah. So I shot him a message. I'm like, hey, am I coming in on Monday? Like, is that a holiday? And he's like, no, we get Juneteenth off instead. I'm like, well, that's probably, realistically, that's a more important day to have off. But I think MLK Day is still pretty important. But I agree. I think it's, and it, as someone that went to Essexville, I thought it was pretty not great.
I'm not trying to stir anything or trudging lightly here, but I'm just saying people should get, you know, everyone should get a day off. You don't get a day off and not get a day off, you know, just from across the street, you know, come on now.
Isn't that kind of what the whole, man.
It's like Wolverine who always got snow days.
I don't think we can have a say on this.
No, we don't get a say.
We should just not.
But whoever does get a say, everyone should get the day off.
Just give everybody the day off. Just fuck it. Don't ever make people go to work.
Every day off with pay.
Fuck it. I'm going to make everybody throw up in the chat, and I don't care. I'm excited for Valentine's Day this year. February 14th, baby. I know. Mark is not as excited. I'm excited to do something this year for it.
Valentine's Day is...
That's my number two.
Valentine's Day, let's break it down. It was kind of cool in school. You get to pass out the little cards of, you know, cardboard and shit and candy and stuff. So it's like Valentine's Day is the bootleg version of Halloween, where you don't get to have fun. You don't get to dress up. You get the shitty ass candy that tastes like chalk. And then people are all, oh, babe. We never did. Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, Valentine's Day.
Why don't you just shit on people's love a little more?
I'm not shitting on love.
No, I get it. Like, here's the problem with Valentine's Day in school. Everybody just gives out too many of those fucking chalk hearts, and it just ruins the day for
And me. I kind of like the chalk hearts.
But you can't...
But they grow... I mean, they're not...
It's like candy canes. You can have, like, two, and then you're like, that's about as many candy canes as I want for the year.
Same with chalk hearts. Valentine's Day is capitalism Halloween.
No, I think Halloween is capitalism Halloween.
Yeah.
I would say, if you spend more on Valentine's Day than you do on Halloween...
Absolutely, you will.
How?
Well, if you're a guy, you will. You gotta pay for fucking dinners, fucking all that shit. You can't just take them out to McDonald's on a fucking Valentine's Day, bud. Sure. You gotta get your reservations way in advance. You can't just be like, hey, baby, here's a fucking hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars.
Sure you can.
No, man, you gotta take them out, get them that prime rib, them crab legs with the fucking 45-minute wait to sit down. Woo! Limousine riding.
You gotta...
Jet flying. Kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, son of a gun! Matty Ice.
I think if you bring home a Little Caesars pizza on Valentine's Day, that's better than someone making having to make dinner.
Hungry Howie's makes the heart-shaped ones.
Yeah, boom. It looks like a butt. And it's great.
That booty pizza.
But yeah.
And there's no way that Ricky spends more money than on any holiday. More than he spends on Halloween.
Ricky doesn't count. He's a Halloween connoisseur.
Connoisseur.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. I've never really had heat with Valentine's Day, even if I'm not with anyone right now and going through some bullshit. I'm not going to hate on it because there's been people like Jason who'd be like, fuck Halloween, fuck Valentine's Day. fuck Valentine's Day. Like, who cares?
I think you almost just bumped it up to my number one because of the heart-shaped pizza.
Oh, shit.
Those things are, they never look like a heart.
Calm down. We all know number one cannot be touched.
No, it's not.
Number one for both of us.
Easy, baby. It's the best day of the fucking year.
Super Bowl Sunday.
And you know who we're not going to fucking see in it? The fucking Cowboys.
Or the fucking Packers.
Or the fucking Seahawks.
Or yeah, your Seahawks lost.
I got to look at the...
Or the fucking Vikings, which I don't really like. I actually like the Vikings. I mean, but yeah. But we'll see the Jaguars.
No!
What is it? Okay, the Cowboys are up 12 to nothing.
Yeah, we got to wait for fourth quarter, Brady, though.
Yeah, that's Q2, bro.
Q2, baby.
Q2,
Brady. We got to be watching that shit after this.
Yeah, so.
Number one Super Bowl. Sorry, that's just how it goes. Super Bowl's a fucking great day.
Truth certified spooky bitch is Ricky.
Truth certified spooky bitch. Lions had a shot this year. They were competitive. Yeah, they got fucked over by the refs again. You know what? They actually said that game is under
the Seahawks and Rams game is.
Yeah, it's under review for shitty officiating, which, I mean, they say that every year. I think they say that just to make the Lions feel better.
Nah.
Because it's always for the Lions.
Well, yeah.
It's like, hey, we know we fuck you guys over all the time, but we just want you to know.
I mean, you can't say that, though. You can't say that. And I'm saying it right now. You can't say that they lost because of the refs. They lost because they fucking blew it against the Panthers 3 weeks ago before that.
And they lost because they lost 48-45 against the Seahawks.
Or they got obliterated by the Patriots earlier in the season. So, yeah. They sucked ass at the beginning of the season. That's why they didn't make the playoffs.
Can't go 1-6, and I mean, we almost did. We would have been the only team to do it.
And I'm a little worried of how much they're celebrating by not making the playoffs. I don't want them to hit up next year and be like, "Yeah, we're special now." No, you're special when you make the playoffs. You're special when you win a Super Bowl. Get back to work, Dan. Let's get it going. Yeah. What do we got, Matt? We got some special thing to end the show with.
It is time for it.
Instead of memory, we have Matt's new mega taste test segment. The ice train, baby. We're about to go on.
You know what? I'm going to try. It's going to, you know.
This is something new.
It might fuck up a little bit here.
Technical difficulties.
Let me.
May happen.
I think I can do.
Audio listeners, you hopefully won't lose this show. I think we can do. Video watchers, bear with us.
All right. I'm nervous. Now I'm nervous because we're doing
nervous
this.
Nervous too.
I'm nervous, Purvis.
I've been nervous for this for months. I don't pee, you know.
Hey, there we go. Cool. Right, okay. Cool. It's working. All right. So, welcome to the new taste test unboxing thing. I do have the chat pulled up if you guys want to chat with us. You got new things here, too?
Yeah, I added some extra stuff. Jeff donated this for the taste test. This is Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Cinnamon Spread.
Oh, okay. Cool. Ooh.
All right. So, welcome to the new taste test unboxing.
Okay.
All right. So this new Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Cinnamon Spread. Reed is here also with us. He is pumped to try this because he loves, absolutely loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We also have some Minecraft Creeper Crunch that we got on clearance at Wally World. Reed, you've already tried this before. You, thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, okay.
All right, so.
Do we need another spoon for this?
Yeah, I'll grab one. Okay. Hey, go over to the dishes. Should be a spoon in there.
So we don't have to grab... we don't have to try all of these. There are 10. I have no idea what they are. I have descriptions of them on my phone.
Oh, okay.
But if you want, we can just try a couple this week, a couple next week, like whatever.
This is like... It looks like the Infinity Stones of random mystery candy that Matt found from his work.
Yeah. It was like... We had one of our, like... supervisors or team leads from overseas come over.
Oh.
So these are like import candies.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I have Sweet. No, some of them are chocolate, some of them are hard. I have no idea what they are.
Oh,
so
nice.
You pick out, I'll tell you what, you pick out three and we'll go for them.
Okay, so we're definitely going with this purple one.
And that is literally called purple candy.
Purple
That's
candy.
The name of it.
Okay. And then how are we going to break these up?
I'm going to just try to chop them with a knife.
Oh, okay. Reed, which one do you want? I pick purple. Which one are you picking? Oh, he's going blue. He's going blue all the way. Is this one called blue candy?
Probably. This seems like blue. A bad idea. Oh, that actually worked out pretty well.
So Matt is chopping the purple and all. Yeah. He's got
Kinda
it.
Kind of worked out.
Chopped purple candy. There's blue candy. And Matt, you pick one.
Let's go for this bar.
Okay.
The orange bar candy.
What was this pink one, huh?
We gotta save some of the good ones.
All right. Fair.
All right, what do we want to go for first? Do you want to try the...
Let's do this.
Try the spread.
Do the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Cinnamon Spread. I already took the seal off. Reed? Here, I'll get you a spoon.
Oh, no. It's melting. Okay, purple candy might not be a go-to. It's just all melted. Purple candy's waste. It's gone.
Right, mine's right there.
Well, mine... Well, Reed gets a little bit...
Well, Reed, you're supposed to wait for us, brah.
Did you just try it already? Just taste test a shot.
You just went right into it, dude. All right, ready? Cheers. All right, here we go.
This is a lot. It
smells good.
Oh, God. That's a lot.
So they show a picture of some toast with about as much as we just put on this spoon on it.
There's a lot of cinnamon on that, which makes sense. It's not bad. Okay.
No, this is great.
Like, if you put that on something, I think it'd be significantly better. But
no double dipping.
But just going straight spoon in there, I don't know. That's a lot.
I liked it. I'm giving that a 9.8.
I'll go... 7.6. Pretty dang solid.
What do you give out of 10? Tell him, Mike. Or point to the camera. Put your hands up. How many fingers?
A 10! We got a 10?
10 out of 10.
Holy
Reed
crap.
Loves it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Creamy cinnamon spread. Reed hits it with a 10. Alright.
Alright, let's try orange bar candy.
Okay, this is orange candy. Alright, ready? Kind of looks like a Kit Kat in a way. Orange candy.
Oh, that's not a Kit Kat.
Mm. Mm. You can spit it out if you don't like it.
It's like orange. It tastes like there's like orange peel in there. It tastes like caramel, and the hardest, oldest, thickest caramel there ever was. I think it's going to be stuck in my teeth for at least till you're 18. So.
It's like a really bad milk dud.
Oh, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
All right, on that one, I'm going to go ahead and give that a 2.1. No,
yeah.
2.1.
Okay, now we have...
What are you giving it?
Oh, yeah. 3.2.
Reed, what are you going to give that one?
Two.
A two. Straight two. Okay.
Okay, now we have blue.
Is that blue. This one?
Yeah, we have blue. Yeah. We have the one Reed picked out. We have the blue guy. There's something. I'm having a... Is this coconut in here?
I don't know, but...
Oh, yeah.
Ready? That's
absolutely coconut. Is it? Yeah. That's coconut.
Mmm. This is way better. Mm-hmm. This is just an almond joy. Or mounds.
Like, it's, almonds. It's like an almond.
Oh, this is great.
Not very good.
There's a Samoa. I'm getting a Samoa taste here.
I hate almond joy.
Oh, you're crazy. That's an 8.9. No, I'll go a little lower. 8.1.
There we go.
8.9?
8.1. 8.1. I'll go 4.2 because it's coconut.
Read it. Stay in camera. I got a camera shot. What do you give it? Blue candy.
9 out of 10. Your
Holy
child loves
cow.
Coconut.
Yeah, man. It's good.
We can kind of do...
And purple.
I can't really Purp. Do... I can
see
try.
If you can get some of that purple out of there. Oh, let's go.
I don't know what... It's caramel, but I don't know.
Oh, gotta, it's good.
Don't be choking here. That doesn't make for good content.
Yeah, you just ate the wrapper. Don't eat the wrapper. Well, this is baller.
What do you give that,
this is
Mark?
It's like a turtle.
That one was the best one we've had, I think. Even with the...
Shit, that one was good. I'm going to give that an 8.7. That was the best. Purple wins. What do you give it, Reed?
I don't know. Like 17 out of 10?
What was the... No, what do you give it? Be honest. You don't have to...
8? Nice.
Okay. How'd the wrapper taste? What do you give the wrapper?
I would go... I don't know. I'll go 8.3, I think, is where I'm going with it.
Okay. Creeper
what
Crunch.
What is this now?
Hopefully it's not stale. It's been open for a bit. Cinnamon-flavored cereal with marshmallows.
I will say, you guys... Boom! You guys enjoy leaving the box of cereal as open as possible.
That is Reed.
He wants the air
he
in
He is
there.
Now eating... he has Reese's Puffs Minis, which they are so much harder to vacuum up off the floor. So.
There's a good video shot earlier that's
oh my God.
Vanished to the ether.
Smell incredible.
Hopefully this is working, because I get no chat on my phone. Oh my God!
It's all right, Belmont will get them. Oh wait, never mind.
Really?
Don't worry, Belmont will get them.
All right, so I got a big handful here. We got,
Mark poured me literally like a whole bowl of cereal, basically.
All right, here we go.
All right, cheers.
That's cool. Oh, that's good.
Dude, what's with you guys and cinnamon shit lately?
I don't know.
Family's just all about cinnamon.
This is incredible.
No, it's not.
This is so good.
No, it's not.
I wish I had some milk.
This has to be the most generic... No, it's actually not that bad.
Mmm. This is so good. Man, I need to get some milk. Oh, yeah. This right here, 8.5.
I'm going 6.3. With milk, could possibly be better.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, let's run it back. I think that's good, right?
Yeah. So that was
we're just trying this out, you know, first attempt at it.
Well, sure, we could end the show here too.
We could technically end the show. Yeah, that's we could, but it'd be kind of weird to might be kind of difficult actually.
Is that recording for the podcast here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Wow, all this new tang-fangled technology.
I know, we're trying, and it's not easy to get set up, because I've got, like, my phone, like, it's basically my phone there. It is my phone.
Yeah.
And it's doing all this wireless shit, and we're trying.
Look at this Pokemon games. Woo, Pokemon Stadium 2 in box. Damn.
You want to go back in there to wrap the show up, or you want to just do it right here?
You can just do it here.
All right, guys, that was that for this week's. Where's the one chip challenge? I didn't get donations. We have not had donations.
Yeah, man.
We have possibly $50 donated towards the one chip challenge. Mark set a goal of $100. So if you want to hear us and see us do the one chip challenge, we'll even do it out here. So you can see all of the just movement and deep, deep horror that Mark is facing.
That would be awful. And if that's what it takes to get some views, I'll do it. That's as far as I go, though. This ain't no OnlyFans shit. I'm not going to be showing some tits or whatever, you know.
Just
eating hot chips, I guess.
Just hot chips.
Yep, one hot chip.
But I think that does it for this week's episode of the show. We appreciate everyone tuning in for the technical errors and stuff like that. We're trying new things, you know.
Yeah.
Just checking it out, seeing what we can do. Hopefully you like the new taste test format. Hopefully it'll be a little easier next week.
Probably do some unboxing, too, here. A lot of different things. We're gonna try some new stuff for the new season. So, but yeah, man, we're gonna go
catch the end of Tampa Bay Dallas game,
and we'll see you guys next week on the Matty Ice and Marky Mark podcast.
Peace. All right.
With this goddamn hill-forsaken technology off me. This is
why we need roadies. I know we're still great. We are. So we're super. Say as much offensive things as possible. And this is bullshit. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week. Peace out.
Did it work?